This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. March 20th, Friday, pandemic.news update. It's time for all of us to start thinking beyond the stored food stage and really start seriously growing food. This is my assessment, kind of came to this realization earlier this morning through some tips and some leaks and some experiences. The food supply lines are collapsing and the grocery stores will have a difficult time restocking many things for the next year, year and a half, something like that. Because the companies that produce food or that process food are themselves cratering. And, you know, their personnel are under quarantine and lockdown. In California, the whole state's under a lockdown. California produces a tremendous percentage of the fresh food for the United States. Everything from almonds and vegetables and fruits and so on, and avocados. These supply lines are going to really be thin for a long time yet to come. And so the strategy that I'm personally following and also recommending to others is to start growing food now so that you can augment your stored food. And of course, the number one thing to grow is potatoes. So if you can grow potatoes, then you know the calorie return for the amount of calories you put into the potatoes is very, very good. So your ability to stay alive and extend your stored food may depend on your willingness to start growing food now and also your choice of which foods to grow. Growing celery does not pay back the calories that you put into it. I don't know if you have ever looked at that, the calorie return, or the caloric return, as it's called, for the vegetables. You know, if you grow green peppers, for example, they do not produce enough calories to even overcome the amount of calories that you put into them. The only way these exist in the marketplace in large quantities is through mechanized agriculture that uses diesel fuel, combustion engines, tractors, you know, mass harvesting and monoculture and things like that. That's created cheap food. But if you're doing it by hand, it doesn't even pay off. And if you wonder why the pioneers used to grow, you know, potatoes and meat and potatoes was the food, because the meat you could harvest from animals that were out harvesting their own food, you know, cows walking around eating grass and so on. So meat and potatoes was where you could get excess calories to keep your family fed and keep yourself alive. And then anything else on top of that was just a bonus. If you could have spices or herbs or red peppers or things like that, that's just a bonus. But those things cannot be produced by hand in any kind of sustainable way, really, especially if you're new to gardening. If you're not a professional farmer, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. You've got a learning curve ahead of you. The good news of all this, the silver lining, so to speak, is that America is about to discover gardening for maybe for the first time ever for a lot of people. The joys of gardening. And gardening is fun. And when I lived in Ecuador a decade ago or whatever it was, at that time, I was growing 70% of my diet. And that was an invaluable lesson. And think about how important it is to have the experience of growing your own food and even growing a substantial amount of your own food. Well, we did that in Ecuador. We did it successfully. Of course, it helps that where I lived in Ecuador was the Valley of Longevity, which has year-round springtime weather. So it's probably the easiest place in the world to grow food. You would have just endless papayas, endless hijos, which are figs, and, you know, just endless yuca root and quinoa and everything else. It was crazy easy to grow food. In North America, depending on where you live, you can't grow food year round. So hence the reason your ancestors got into canning and salting and drying meats and all these food preservation techniques, pickling, you know, things like this. smoking meats, for example. This was what was required to live through the winter. And I have a feeling that America is about to rediscover canning and smoking meat and salting meat and drying meat and all these things that are sort of lost, forgotten skills for the most part, but not in rural America. You know, the homesteaders and even the homeschoolers, they tend to teach their kids more of these self-reliance skills and, you know, how to milk a cow, how to process a chicken, I suppose, for meat, or how to just raise backyard chickens for eggs, which is something that I've done for many years. And I'm actually thinking now, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and start hatching baby chicks again, because I hadn't really hatched chicks for a couple of years. And so my population of chickens is getting, oh, let's say a little bit on the older side. I think it's time to hatch chicks again, for all the obvious reasons, because it sure is nice to have a supply of eggs in the middle of a food collapse, right? But that's just one, you know, one subject. All of us, we need to be thinking about what used to be called victory gardens in World War II, which was when Americans were encouraged by the government at that time to grow food all across the country. And people did. They grew food in their front yards and their backyards and in the margins between the sidewalks in cities. People grew food. And it helped ease the demand on the food supply, and it allowed more food to be shipped off to soldiers, you know, canned and preserved and made into army meals and things like that to help keep the soldiers well fed, or at least fed enough. I guess they were never well fed, but they were at least not starving to death all the time. But today the government says don't grow food. And in most areas, you're not even allowed to grow food in your own front yard. It's illegal. Imagine that. That's why I've said I think President Trump should issue a national declaration that everyone is allowed to grow food in all their front yards everywhere across the country. No more HOA nonsense. Oh, we don't like the look of your vegetable garden. Well, too bad, you know. We all need to be growing food. So there's about to become a food revolution, a food resurgence in America. And even right now, people are starting to value food in ways that they did not value food before. You're already seeing it happening. Suddenly, food is scarce. Suddenly, people are respecting food more and where it comes from and how difficult it is to get to you from the store shelves. It's a natural phenomenon for people to suddenly start looking at food in a more valuable way. But my main point here is that food storage, even though it's super important, is not enough, in my assessment at this point. Food storage is really designed, we've talked about this as preppers over the years, it's really designed to get you through the time that it takes for you to start up a garden so that you can then grow your own food sustainably. So in other words, let me repeat that. Food storage is designed to carry you through, to bridge you to the point where you have self-reliance food coming out of your own garden. And from there, you know, you're growing potatoes and you're growing lettuce and you're saving seeds, or you're growing tomatoes or whatever it is you're growing, corn even, and you're saving corn and you're replanting the corn, hence the importance of heirloom seeds and non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds. So those of you who have hybrid seeds, you will quickly come to discover that hybrid seeds are not really good for multiple generation food production. So heirloom seeds, organic seeds, if you will. This is what creates sustainability. And there is a whole new chapter unfolding right now for our world where people either learn to grow food or they starve. Yes, yes, that's exactly where this is headed. And if you've never learned how to grow food before, then welcome this opportunity to learn. Plenty of online videos. Any person can learn to do it. This is the right time of year for North America. It's the springtime. You can grow food almost everywhere in the country right now if you've got containers and dirt and water and fertilizer and so on. And if you don't have fertilizer, well, I don't know. Should we talk about humanure? Human manure? No, that I'm not going there, but I've got lots and lots of fertilizer stored up, like thousands of pounds of it. So I'll be using that instead. I've also got goats and Goats make the perfect pelletized compost. And so you can sweep up goat poop, which is really clean as far as poop goes, and you can put it on your plants and you can mix it into the soil, and it creates very natural, very effective fertilizer. So, you know, that's a topic that probably we wouldn't have been talking about before now. Goat poop as fertilizer, harvesting goat poop. But here we are in the middle of a food collapse, in the middle of a pandemic, and this is a time to use resources. In fact, you'll find that most farms that do really well in terms of food production, they have animals in the cycle. So animals producing compost, like goats, for example, and then the compost goes to the food, and then the food feeds the people who take care of the animals. And the real inputs are sunlight, which is the main energy source, and water and minerals from the soil and so on. But sunlight is the energy that drives the whole cycle. But those of you who think that you can grow food as a vegetarian will come to discover it's very, very difficult to do that. It's always important to have animals in that farming cycle. In fact, being a vegan, I know vegans who actually have animals so they can grow more vegan food more effectively for the reasons I just mentioned. They harvest the poop. And instead of running around making your own fertilizer, you can send goats out to go chew up all the grass and all the leaves and eat a bunch of stuff. And then they'll poop in certain designated areas. And then you can harvest that. Now you've got fertilizer without having to make it yourself. The goats made it for you. Pretty amazing, right? It's fertilizer with probiotics. It's enzymatically activated probiotic superfood fertilizer. Thank you, goats. So anyway, it's no joke, folks. It's no joke. This is reality now. We can talk about this stuff now. Because I think people are about to get humbled across the whole world, or it's happening now, that all your instant microwave meals, you know, that day has come to an end, or will come to an end very quickly. It's time to start thinking about how to produce your own food. So that's my message for today, folks. And I'm doing the same thing. And I will keep you informed of observations along the way. Maybe we'll do a podcast about the best way to grow potatoes. That's going to be a very interesting subject soon for a lot of people. You should be growing potatoes now. If you're not, you know, if you haven't already started them, you should do it now. Because if you want to eat in July, you need to start planting potatoes today. And hopefully you have enough stored food to get you to July. And maybe you have some spices to augment the potatoes. Otherwise, your diet's about to get very boring. Just potatoes again? You know, yeah, there you go. That's the history of famine for you right there. But stay informed. Read my website, pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. And suddenly food is a topic that everyone is interested in for all the obvious reasons. But stay safe, get prepared, and I'll keep you posted. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well, and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.